What's up, everybody? Did you hit it? All right. So I want to show you, and I want to say just right off the bat here, I just want to say thank you to a awesome, lovely lady by the name of Amanda. She sent me this, the Holy Bible, God Bless the USA. This is the Bible that President Trump was talking about. This is the one that he was showing, the very same one. And they were getting highly upset. They're still angry with President Trump. And you know what? They're not upset because President Trump, you know, he had the Bible. They're upset because he's getting people to read the Bible. That's what they're more upset about. They're more upset because people are going to read the Bible than not. Okay. And let me share this really quick, because I wish I still didn't have to do this, but I want to share this information on X. And for some reason, I have to go to the video on X here and share it, and that's the only way people will see this. Okay, hold on 1 second. I do apologize for this. Maybe I should get you to do this, Shannon, on my phone so I can just keep going here. On my phone? To share it, right? I've already got it done here, but I'm just saying in the future. Let me see. The Holy Bible is real. Right? All right, cool. And besides, well, this is okay. It gives a little time because I see people joining in here on Rumble. Thank you so much for tuning in. So I'm a little late. Actually, I'm a lot late because I had to go to my mailbox and get this beautiful book. And just really quick, I'm going to go through it. So when I first got it, I was thinking, like, I wonder how it's going to be, right? Amanda, she sent me this too. And I just want to say thank you, Amanda. I'm doing show and tell right now. It says, trust in the Lord always. It has Isaiah 26:24 on it. Thank you so much, Amanda. Now, I was wondering what the Bible was going to be like when I got it. I was wondering how they're going to arrange it, what's the order of it's going to be like, and I was just really curious. And of course, the outer edges of it is lined with gold. You know, you've seen Bibles like that before, and of course, this one is lined with gold. And as soon as you open it up, it has a really thick paper to it, right? And I was wondering, I'm like sitting there looking at it because, you know, they're all saying that this is Trump's Bible. Trump's Bible. Trump's Bible. They kept saying Trump's Bible. So I opened it up and it says the Holy Bible, large print. Good, you know, good. And it says authorized King James Version. It doesn't say authorized King Trump Version because they kept saying Trump Bible, Trump Bible. So I was like, okay, let me flip it over again. They got the content, table of content, got the Old Testament and the New Testament here. And then right off the bat, it has the Old Testament starting right there. And I'm still looking for, and then right below it says authorized King James Version. So I'm still looking for where it says Trump Bible, Trump Version. I'm still looking for that. So then you flip it, then boom, we go automatically, we go into Genesis 1. Right here, right off the bat, we go into Genesis 1. There's nothing where it says Trump Bible, not on the outside of it. The only thing on the very front of it says God Bless the USA. I have a Bible where my name's engraved at the bottom on the outside of it, like this one is. So I'm still looking for Trump's name. But now the word trumpet, the word trumpet is in the Bible. The word trumpet is in the Bible. But it doesn't say Trump. So then I was looking, okay, so it comes with the Declaration of Independence, right? And I was wondering, where's that at? And then I'm like looking in there, and then it's actually signed. I forget, what's the guy's name that did the song? I forget his name, but he wrote in here and actually signed it here, which is pretty awesome. But then it's in the back. Right? It's not in the front. So the first thing you come off with is the Bible. And you can clearly see there's a complete total separation. This is not the Bible. This is like part of it. Just like if you have your Bible and the back of it has like the Greek and stuff. But look, this is not a new Bible. This is the King James Version. And the interesting thing is, then the first thing on here has the Declaration of Independence, right? Which is not the Bible. It's the Declaration of Independence, which I'm going to go ahead and say this, and I've said this so many times. I've actually had a news organization out of, what was it, Iran? A news organization out of Iran, they actually penalized one of my videos on Facebook one time. And I didn't show any, I didn't even know the news organization existed. And I didn't even play any videos or any music or anything. And they penalized it saying that I used copyright material. And when I went back and I looked at the video, what it was is I said that the Bible, the Holy Bible, is the greatest document known to man. And then I said the U.S. Constitution, which is at the back here, is the second greatest document known to man. I said that, and this news organization out of Iran got upset with me because I still believe that. And isn't it, look, it's clear. This is not the Bible, right? This is not, this is the Constitution. It's included with it. So it, nowhere in here that says Trump's Bible. And what it really comes down to, like I said, they're not upset because President Trump was holding the Bible. They're not even upset that the Bible actually has it to where it's documented here with the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, right? Because right here, Revelations, right there, that's the end of Revelations right there. It doesn't it let you know that's where the Bible stops, right? And again, has no, I'm still looking for Trump's name. There's Trump's name nowhere in here. Trump just basically endorsed this beautiful Bible. And you know what? The Democrats hate every word in it. They hate the word. They hate God's word. They hate the Constitution. They hate the Bill of Rights. They hate the Pledge of Allegiance. Right? They hate it. They hate everything about it. So when you have a Holy Bible that includes the Declaration of Independence, right? The Constitution, right? They come unglued. Look at that. It's still so fresh. It's so fresh out of the press. It's still, it's kind of like sticking together a little bit here. And they make sure that there is a difference between the Bible and, because this is, I mean, it's very well put together in the Declaration of Independence. They made sure you can clearly see the separation. They just included it together because the Declaration of the Independence, the Constitution, personally, is based off the Bible. It is. It's based off the Bible. And the people and some of these leftists, they all got upset. They got angry because President Trump talking about the Bible, right? They got upset. So to prove my point about how they're getting upset, let me play this. So there's this dude. There's this dude that, you know, he's following me on X. And every time I post something positive about President Trump or if I post something positive about America or if I show how black people are acting stupid, he's quick to chime in. He's quick to say something. And I have a conversation. I go back and forth talking about it, right? And I go back and forth talking about him with him, going back and forth. We have a discussion. I don't ever curse him out or, you know, I don't curse anybody anyways. But what, you know, I'm open for the discussion. Well, he said he put in this video with this guy, and it's not even showing up for me. Do you think you can might be able to fix that? You know how to fix that?
Do what? Oh no, well,
you know how to fix that? Can you get one of? So I want to play this video where this pastor, I mean, and he's angry, and again, nowhere does it say Trump's. King Trump's version. It doesn't even say that. This is the King James version. And it only includes. So if you could have had it attached on the back outside of it, or could have been a pamphlet with it, they still would have been upset. It doesn't matter. Just because they've added a little binder in the back of it, with the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, they are upset. And like I said, it could have just been attached to it just a little bit. And it doesn't matter. They would have been furious. They would have been, it doesn't matter. Okay, so I'm going to play this video of this pastor kicking and screaming. It's not showing up? All right, here, hold on. It did that the other day, didn't it? All right, so I'm here, hold on 1 second. Let me, is it there now? It should be there now. You see it? You sure? 100%? So if I come over there and I look at it and I see it, and it's going to be right there. You sure you're not seeing it? It was just there. It should be showing up. Okay. All right. Let me do a station break. That's what we're going to call it. But it's not. I'm not going anywhere. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I'm not sure what the heck. Okay, let me try one more thing here. Because if nothing else, I'm going to try to play this video. If not, this might actually be Don't want it to be. I really want to show this with these people acting all crazy because of this, the Holy Bible. Okay. Yeah, still not there. Well, this is just bummer. Okay, let me do one last thing here. I'm going to reboot it. Okay. Uh-oh. Okay. Let me reboot my my media system here, and then I get to it, but... Just to go back to it again, for those of you tuning in, I just got one of the Trump Bible. It's not even the Trump Bible. Listen to me. What they're calling the Trump Bible. It's not even the Trump Bible.
Yeah, Trump was just promoting it.
Yeah, he was just promoting it.
Right.
And they're upset, but it was during because Easter, they're upset. So. Now, why would Democrats get upset? Because in the back of it, and you can clearly tell it's like an extra binder. You know, it's like it's not even part of the Bible per se, but because it's between this fold here, this one here, and this one here, they're getting upset. That's why they're getting upset. So again, why would they get upset with the Bible? Why would they get upset in the first place? Why would they get upset because it's the Constitution? Again, they're getting all upset because the Democrats, they hate the Constitution, which I've explained so many times, right? And it's a beautiful book. It really is. I told my producer, I said, I'm taking this to Bible study.
Actually, I said I was going to take it.
Yep, there we go. She said she was going to take it. Yeah, okay, we got the video that I want y'all to see. So, she said she was going to take it. I said, you're not taking my
You know why? Because it has really nice, see it? The print size on it.
Oh, you want to see it? You're going to give it back, right?
Our switchboard operator
You're
going
to give it back,
it.
Right? Okay, here.
It has a really nice font size. I love it.
Yes. Huge font. Okay. So where's the, what happened to my video that I was going to play? Are you kidding me? So the main one that I was going to play, and it's not there. Oh, no, here it is. I just have to go back to it. Okay. Yep, here we go. Because I got to see this. This is the video the guy sent to me on X, mad and angry because President Trump endorsed the Bible. Now, this guy's a pastor, and he's going to lie while he's up there. Listen.
Some of you bring politics into the church. You think that politics is spiritual stuff. Politics is of this world. You think it's your duty to be political about this, that, and the other. No, your duty is to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, body, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Don't be talking to me about my spiritual responsibility to vote.
So, apparently he's never read the Bible and understand that in the Bible is riddled with politics. What do you think it was when kings and queens were making policies that affected those of us that believe? It's ridiculous with politics. I never could understand why they constantly saying you have to separate the two. Politics is of this world, right? They use politics when they put Christ on the cross. Did you know that? So for someone to come out there and try to separate the two, they have never read. They use politics when they put Christ on the Bible. Clear as day. Yeah. When they put Christ on the cross. Sorry. Yeah. When they put Christ on the cross, they used politics. Okay. They straight up did.
I don't have a spiritual responsibility to vote. I have a civic privilege. Don't be telling me that voting is spiritual. See, that's what happens when you don't read and pray. When you don't read and pray, you say, wow, there's a Bible out now that includes the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Isn't that wonderful? No.
No, because we don't want you to understand the Constitution and the Bill of Rights being included with it, which is the second greatest document known to man next to the Bible. No, we don't want you to look at that. And you know what? This is the type of church that's quick to have Democrats come in there along with these black churches and then preach to all of us about how we should be and how white supremacy. Listen to them.
No, it's disgusting. It's blasphemous.
And of course, he doesn't mention that it doesn't change the Bible. It doesn't change. It's not a single word has been changed from it. Not a single thing has been taken from it.
It's a ploy. Are you kidding me? Some of you are so encouraged by that. Let me tell you something. The gospel is not an American gospel. It is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Pastor, I bought the Bible. Really? You're telling me that you're encouraged because someone took a government U.S. Constitution, a document that says we are of the people, by the people, and for the people, the people, the people, the people. And you have put it right beside the Word of God, which is eternal, unchanging, which says of Him, by Him, through Him, to Him, from Him are all things. And you're going to put those together and be happy about it? God forbid. Now, you can get mad if you want to, but I'm going to tell you something.
Listen to this. You hear this? The Constitution was inspired by men who believed in God. This is history. This is known history. Just like all Democrats, they do not want God to be involved in anything. They do not. I involve God in everything that I do. They want to reject God. They only allow God on Sunday. This is what they're doing. This is what he's doing. God is only allowed on Sunday. Regardless that these men that were believed in God and they used inspired by God to write the Constitution, regardless of all of that. Regardless, listen to them.
If you glory in that kind of thing, you don't have a prayer life. If you glory in that kind of mess, political mess, you do not know what the Word of God says. I'm going to rear back and tell you something. This is not my home. This world is not my home. I've been sent out just like the 70 were sent out. You've been put here and sent out just like the 70 were sent out. We've been put here as strangers and pilgrims, and we are passing through. I am just walking through. I'm just renting an apartment for a little while in this strange and foreign land. No, sir. My real citizenship is in heaven, from which we look for the Lord Jesus.
So let me ask this question. Does the Bible not tell us we are to occupy? There's a reason why we're here. Then if we're going to go along with what he says, just sit on the couch. Don't even engage. They're sexualizing kids right now using politics. But, oh, don't say anything because that's politics. As Christians, as believers, you're not supposed to get involved in politics. They're cutting off genitals of little boys. They're cutting off the breasts of girls. But don't get involved because that's politics.
You know what? The Bible is riddled.
I mean, my goodness.
Like you said, the Bible is riddled with politics. God made kings. He promised land, right? He said, you will be the father of, you know, of many.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the thing to me is nobody's saying that the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights is God's word. Nobody's saying that. And so for him to act like they're saying, he's saying that the word of God isn't, you know, about America. Well, God's word also was written in English. Exactly. But we still have it here.
Exactly.
We're still reading it.
Exactly.
Right?
Did he even read it?
You know what?
Did he even read it?
He's missing the point.
Yeah, he's completely missing the point.
He's trying to control, you know, because he has a hate towards Trump, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously he does.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Most definitely. You know, I wonder because he did all of that hate talking about President Trump. I wonder, does he say anything about stuff like this? Have y'all seen this? Do you think he's up on that stage saying anything, addressing what's happening in this video? Look at this. What is he doing? Do y'all see this? Do you think he's addressing any of that? I mean, my goodness. Look at that. What is he doing? What do y'all see that he is doing in this? How many of y'all seen this video? Two questions. What do you think that dude in the back? Let me make it full screen. Because you'd be like, when I first saw this, I'm like, what in the world is happening here? What is going on? And the little boy apparently is accustomed to it. So this is not the first time this grown man has done this. Do you think that he addressed that issue? I'm willing to bet he didn't say nothing about that. Just like the guy that sent me the video about that perversion, I'm willing to bet he hadn't said nothing about this. He quiet about that. Oh, but this involves politics, right? Because this is what the Democrat Party is pushing. Just like this right here. Do you think he mentioned anything about this? You've seen this video, right, Shannon? Have you seen this video?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that he addressed this issue? See, these people, these leftists, these communist Democrats, they're, oh, my goodness, you can't have the Bible and the Constitution together. Oh, my goodness, you can't do it. You can't do it. When we know, anybody with brain cells know there is a difference between the Holy Bible, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, because they have different names. We have different names. Like I said, if it was the Holy Bible slapped with the Bill of Rights with it, they still would have been upset. It don't matter how you present it. But they don't, I'm willing to bet he says nothing about this.
Anturma, Na wa hon shinan vo punk en tu shinan shava wa kin. Shinan mo kikirani, tsan shava kirani, tsan mo kikirani.
And she's a witch doctor, right? Witch doctor.
Awa ma wununu. No ma wunu why? Why should I?
Witch doctor. And this is the same group pushing COVID, talking about you can't breathe on anybody, you need to wear a mask. Witch doctor doing this, and I'm willing to bet these leftists have nothing to say about this. For them, all of this is beautiful. All of that is beautiful. Oh, don't say anything about that, but oh, we got to complain about the Bible and the Constitution coming with it. Oh, no, that, now that's a problem. See, there we got to have a problem. But they don't say nothing about this crap here. They go completely silent, like, oh, that's not the issue there. We have other issues we need to address. We have to address the issues of President Trump actually encouraging people to read the Bible. That's the problem. That's where the problem comes in, because President Trump is encouraging people to read the Holy Bible. That's where the problem comes in. They can care. I'm telling you, they can care less what's even in the Bible. They can care less what's in the Word. They're more concerned, again, like I said, that you would read the Bible. Because there's a lot of people that have a lot of dust on their Bible. They don't even open it up. But President Trump influencing people to pick up the Bible and start reading it. Shannon, do you know the guy? His name is Russell. He was an actor. You know what I'm talking about? Got long hair. He's kind of scruffy looking. He was a total leftist. His name is Russell. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No, what did he play in? I can't
recall his last name. Is there anybody in the comments know who I'm talking about?
What are you trying to say about him? Maybe that'll help us.
Well, he was a total liberal. And there's a video. I should have got that video. There's a video where he's like sitting in the open field. And he says this Sunday he's getting baptized. In the name of Jesus. He says, with everything that is happening, with everything that is going on, he says, it is
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand. Yes. Russell Brand. He is. Yes. Yes. People know exactly what I'm talking about. He's saying he's getting baptized. And I've listened to him for, you know, off and on for years and stuff like that, never like religiously or anything, but he was a total liberal, total leftist. And then he started waking up, and now there's a video, millions of views. I should have gotten it because it goes right along with this. He says this Sunday he's getting baptized in the name of Jesus.
Mm, that's really beautiful.
He says there's a revolution going on. He said because of the way the society is happening, the way they're targeting stuff, and I'm paraphrasing it, right? The way they're targeting the family and everything today, his eyes have been opened. And these demonic demoncrats, you know, they actually, I think they YouTube suspended him on, I think YouTube suspended him.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, because he started waking up and started telling the truth. And this, I'm telling you, people are waking up. And of course, the Democrats, they're upset because of this Bible. And again, they're not upset because they're not even really upset that the Constitution is with the Bible. They're just upset the fact that President Trump suggested to people to read it.
Can you That's show what they're this more is him upset right about. Here.
You have it?
Can you see my
Okay. Yeah, we'll put up on the screen here. Yeah, this is it right here. Oops. Yep. Yes, him. There's a video with him where he's saying that he's gonna get baptized this Sunday.
Yep, he says he is returning, oh my goodness, to Christianity as the world crumbles.
How amazing is that? Because like I said, I used to listen to him, and he was total leftist, left leaning, and now he's. I mean, I've seen videos on there doing, you know, drugs and talking about the, you know, smoking dope and stuff like that. It's like he did a whole complete 180.
Good for him.
Yes, good for him.
Yeah. Well, you know what? People are waking up.
You know what? I have more respect for him now, and for him to come out there and say it. You know, there's a lot of people that probably follow him, probably upset. But a lot of people, because he has his influence on a lot of people as well, they're saying, man, okay. They're thinking about it.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. Okay, everybody, I'm going to make this one a short night, and I want to say thank you so much. I do apologize for being here late, but I really had to share this with you. I really want to talk about it. So,
yeah, and you know what? We thank everybody for watching us.
Yes.
And Will is trying to get to...
Oh, so yes, you know, I'll go ahead and say it. President Trump just announced that he's going to have a rally in the Bronx. So I'm going to ask everyone... Please help me get there to the Bronx. Look, I know, I do stuff with LFA. I have a show on LFA TV. I have a show on Lindale TV. But I want to go and talk to the people going into the event. I'm not really too concerned about getting press passes through the Trump campaign. The real action is going to be right there on the street talking to all of these black people in the Bronx on their way in to see President Trump.
We've been to so many Trump rallies
I've been to a lot of them.
The action is really when you're
if you're outside and you see a sea of black people there to go in and support President Trump, can you imagine how the heads of the liberal media will explode? Because they're not going to cover that. They're not going to cover it. They will be there in hopes that black people don't show up.
Ooh, that's a good point. Yeah.
They'll be there in hopes of that. But when thousands of black people show up to support President Trump in the Bronx, come on. Ooh, wee. That's telling everybody that Trump is right. Too big to rig.
Yeah, he said he's going. He hasn't announced dates, but that's not uncommon for him. I mean, it takes him a minute to get it, you know, a place nailed down.
Yeah, it's going
to
take some time. So I'm asking everybody right now if you want me to be there to cover it. If I don't do it, cover it live. I might just go if I can. If I have the network, I'll go live on Facebook and Rumble. Mm-hmm. But if nothing else, I'll do a quick video telling everybody head on over to my Rumble channel so you can watch me live.
Do you think Facebook would allow you to show that? I don't
know. You know what? That's a really good point, too, because Facebook's saying, oh, my goodness, look, all these black people out here supporting President Trump, and they're saying positive things about him. Cut it off. So more likely, I would do a short video.
It's worth trying.
Asking people to come over to my Rumble to watch it, just like I've been doing here.
Darth Mortis said, here's $10. We'll start packing. He will.
Thank you.
He's going to start packing.
Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine, though, what that scenery would look like? Man, it's like black people finally going back to their political roots, the Republican Party. We just got to get rid of these rhinos that's making the Republican Party look bad. That's all we got to do. Amen. Now it is the MAGA Republican Party. Let's get it right, okay? The MAGA Republican Party. So again, you find it in your heart. You want to bless me, please, uniteamericafirst.com/donate, just like you see right there. And I did it like this, /donate, because there's people want to do different ways. And I try to do every possible way there.
Yeah, over there is Cash App, Venmo,
different ways.
Coffee.
Even my physical address, uniteamericafirst.com/donate. Even my physical address is there. So please, if you find it in my heart, help me get to the Bronx. Help me get to the Bronx so I can show it. Come on. You know it's going to be good. You know it's going to be good. All right, everybody. God bless. See you Monday.
Yep,
stay safe out
weekend.
There. Have a great weekend. God bless you. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no drop calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a
time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered. This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale, and here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Thank you.